When you got into photography, you probably dreamed of photographing people every day. And then it turned out that most of the time, you're having to do all kinds of things that you don't even care about. Like marketing, emailing, setting up workflows and systems. You have to figure out what to charge and how to update your website. I want to help you so you can spend less time chasing down new clients and more time doing the things you love. I'm Ingvild Kolnes and I'm a photographer too. It's actually been 11 years since I photographed my first wedding. And when I started, I felt so alone and I had no idea what I was doing. And in the time since I started my business, I've made all the mistakes out there. Fortunately, though, I've learned so much from all the things I've done wrong, and I want to share what I've learned with you. I've created a mentor program that I pour everything into, but I wanted to do something more. So welcome to my brand new podcast, Sustainable Photography. I'm so glad you're listening. I know you're overworked and that you're not making as much money as you want or even need, but I want you to know that it's possible to make a good living from photography. And I want you to know you are allowed to charge money, even though you're doing something you love, despite what you might be told from those around you. And when you're doubting yourself, I'm here to remind you that you don't need a bigger portfolio, you don't need more equipment, you just have to work on your business skills and your mindset. You have to improve your confidence and not just your photography skills. You are good enough and you can do this. Every other episode, I'll be featuring someone I want you to get to know. Someone who's got a lot to share with you. We'll be covering topics like branding, money, education, social media, and so much more. Just listen to this.
Once you have that, you've got this, you know, you have a compass for your business and where you want to go, and it makes decision making really, really easy because you almost have this tool where you can say, does this take me towards my vision or away from my vision?
Think about the disservice that you are doing your clients and the world by cheating them out of your talent and not investing in yourself.
Know when to step back and allow a moment to unfold. You know, it's okay to be quiet and calm, and every silence doesn't need to be filled. Like we said earlier, there are clients out there that need someone exactly like you. They need the calm and quiet wedding photographer.
We have to stop that mindset right away. We can't make anybody happy. We can't make other people do anything. We can only control ourselves and how we feel about it. And how other people respond is not our responsibility.
Is your end goal to have a ton of freedom and a ton of free time, right? So maybe it's raising your prices a lot and booking less weddings.
This and so much more is what you'll hear on the podcast in the months to come. If you want to learn from someone who's kind of like you, someone who's built a photography business without tens of thousands of followers on Instagram, someone who'll tell it to you like it is, then I hope this will give you the encouragement and the tips you need. Make sure you subscribe to get notified when new episodes air. Share the podcast with your photographer friends and post a review so I know you want me to keep making new episodes. You'll find more info if you go to ingvildkolnes.com/podcast.